Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, happy Monday. It is the Brett Maggis Show, kicking off your work week with a good news story, because usually Mondays suck, so maybe this will suck a little bit less. A toddler saved his mom's life. Yep,
wow.
A toddler.
Wow.
Three-year-old. To tell you how next on the Brett Maggis Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
All right, let's kick off your day with some good news. That's something we do every single day on the Brett Maggis Show. One of the first things we do is we start the show off with a story that'll inspire you, make you feel good inside. How about a three-year-old that saved his mother's life? I, like every parent, think my kids are geniuses. My son's 4.5. My daughter's 2. I have a 4-month-old at home, too. And none of my kids, I think, would think to do this. But you never know what you're capable of until you're put in those situations. And a 3-year-old stepped up and saved his mother's life when she suffered a seizure, collapsed at home alone, and was just mom and the 3-year-old there.
Wow.
What did the 3-year-old do? What would you do, Hannah?
Scream.
Yeah.
Cry, yeah,
probably, right? That's what most of us would do. Nope. This toddler thought, oh, I should grab her phone, use face recognition to unlock her phone, then call 911.
Wow.
Yeah. Called the neighbor, or actually called a friend over, rushed over and helped him call 911 by using face recognition to unlock her phone to get a hold of somebody. That's what the 3-year-old did.
Wow.
Quick acting, quick thinking.
Yeah.
If someone collapsed in front of me, I wouldn't even think of face.
Yeah, I wouldn't even
think of
that.
Their phone's off. I don't know what to do. Like, I would freak out.
That
is such a cool story. That's some good news.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Maggis Show. What is the biggest act of betrayal of these three? Spoiling a show, borrowing a hoodie, never giving it back. You just keep it. Take someone's favorite hoodie, or saying we need to talk and then waiting 3 hours to text back.
I think my absolute hell on earth is when someone does the last one, text me we need to talk and then not replying. If you want to torture me, do that. That is like the worst of the worst of the worst.
Kevin?
All I can think about is in high school when I let my good friend Pete borrow one of my shirts.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Man,
shout him out.
Some grudges.
To wear for football, and I never got it back. Never
screw you,
back.
Pete.
Wow.
Get my man his shirt back.
So I don't hold a grudge. I just want the shirt back.
If someone didn't give me clothing back, I would just tell them, give me it back. So I don't have somebody like that in my life I can shout out right now, because I get everything back, because they'll just nag at you. So I think spoiling a show is worse.
You think spoiling a show is worse?
You can't take that back.
You can't
take that back.
It's just
I'll know
a TV
forever.
Show. You just watch a
it's
different
show. My whole show. Life,
Brett. For me, I'm with Hannah. I'm a creative person. Like, 3 hours. I can think of a lot of different stories in 3 hours. All of a sudden, be like, we need to talk, and be like, I created a story about unicorns and a fictional world that doesn't even exist. The trauma that I can create in my own head is
my
impressive.
My anxiety ticks too high for a thing like that.
The polls are open.
Brit better keep it, keep it. Brit better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is where we put 2 minutes on the clock because we know who's got time, not even 2 minutes. So we'll scroll through the internet this morning for you as you're trying to get the kids out of the house. Someone called the police on a homeless man with a baby. Turned out it was just a very tired dad.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, because concerned citizen thought like this, like kind of artist who was working on the street at his baby with them. Like, I think this guy's homeless, got a child. Maybe you guys can help him. And he reaches out to him. He's like, no, I'm just an artist trying to work. He's going to make some of his art available now to other parents who are struggling because that like inspired him. But he's like, no, I'm just a dad who's just exhausted. That's just what we look like.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pickleball Christmas is part of the Lifetime 2025 lineup.
No, keep moving.
That's where we're at. Now, pickleball Christmas. No. Study, what happens to your paycheck when you date your boss?
I don't know.
Goes up, actually. Starting a relationship with a manager.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You can boost your pay by an average of 6%.
Also wreck your life.
But if you do break up, average salary drops about 18%.
That's a big gamble.
Yeah. You're like, oh, so if you're thinking about dating the boss.
Well, and you'll probably quit your job anyway, so it might be.
I think that's probably where the lose, like you lose your job because then they fire you, and that's totally against the law, but that's what happens. Average new car price hit an all-time high.
Let's keep it moving. We don't need this negativity in the air today.
This is why people start to date their bosses to get a raise.
Especially as my car takes about 5 times to start every day.
Really?
Now. Yep. I don't need to hear this.
It's like $50,000. Just so, sorry.
Keep it moving. Wow.
Sorry.
Yeah, keep moving.
Charmin is bringing back Forever Rolls.
What is that?
Okay, so this used to exist back in the day, and it's about 22 rolls in one. They're going to roll them out on Amazon and stores nationwide. They're more of like a fun, like silly thing.
It's just a giant,
giant
roll?
But they say it's really good for like TPing houses for this type of season, for like Halloween and stuff like that. They're busting them out. So they're kind of fun. They're like $30 to $35 for a three-pack, and it's like 22 Jeez. Rolls into one. Yeah, 22 rolls into one. Average roll of toilet paper is 77 sheets. This is 1,700 sheets in one.
Whoa. Wow.
There you go.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Ashley, how goes it today?
Good.
All right. Hannah, how goes it today?
Great.
Wow. She's just trying to one-up you, Ashley. I don't like one-uppers, you know?
Yeah, it's okay.
All right. Whatever. You're nice. Hannah, leave the room, you one-upper. All right, Ashley, we're going to ask you five pop culture questions as Hannah leaves the room. We'll ask the same questions so she can hear, and then we'll see who gets more right. A tie does go towards Hannah's record, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. What TV show was Sabrina Carpenter hosting this Saturday night?
Saturday Night Live?
Yep, Saturday Night Live. There you go. Who is starring in the Bruce Springsteen biopic Deliver Me from Nowhere that comes out this weekend?
I have no clue.
Dang. I love this guy, man. He stars in The Bear and Shameless.
I don't know. I'm not a big movie person, so okay. I don't know.
Are you a Bruce Springsteen fan? Because what is Bruce Springsteen's nickname?
I don't know.
All right.
What?
Kevin's mad.
I don't know either.
You don't?
Okay. Come on.
All right. A prequel TV series for It is coming out this weekend called Welcome to Derry. It's the origin story of the clown in It. What is that clown's name?
Pennywise?
Yes. You don't know Bruce Springsteen's nickname, but you know Pennywise the clown.
Yes, only because I'm a teacher and the kids talk about it during Halloween all the time.
That's funny. All right. All right. And then what company slogan tells you, you are in good hands?
Oh, gosh.
Phone that friend.
Yeah, you still have a phone a friend if you want.
Oh, okay. I know it. I just can't think of it. Okay, phone a friend.
Who do you want, Kevin or AB? I bet one person knows it and one person doesn't. So don't choose wrong.
Do you say me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What is it again?
You're in good hands. Who put you in good hands? Don't say Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah, the Bible?
Yeah. You are in good hands.
Is it a car company? Toyota.
No.
No, Kevin.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Allstate.
Never would have gotten that.
I knew it was an insurance company, but I was almost going to say State Farm.
Closer than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm going to give it to you, all right? Because you know, you're in good hands with the Brett Magus Show. Even though, since AB blew it for you and you phoned your friend, 3 out of 5, we're going to bring Hannah back in and see how she does.
Okay.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room, who was doing great, even though Ashley was doing good. We're going to play Hannah's homeschool on the Brett Magus Show. So Ashley answered 5 pop culture questions, including AB and Kevin, who also helped on some questions.
Oh, boy.
And we were a lot more lenient with Ashley. We're going to run a tight ship with you, okay, Hannah?
Group effort today.
Yeah, group effort, right, Ashley?
Yes, exactly.
Tell her how many you got right with your friends.
3 out of 5.
Ooh.
Hannah's a little intimidated. Here we go. Same 5 questions I asked Ashley. What TV show was Sabrina Carpenter hosting this past Saturday night?
SNL.
There we go. I don't know how you got that one. That was a tricky one. Who is starring in the Bruce Springsteen biopic Deliver Me from Nowhere that comes out this weekend? A lot of hype about it.
Jeremy Allen White.
That is correct.
Yes, nice job.
Kevin was offended when Ashley did not know this. So do not offend Kevin. What is Bruce Springsteen's nickname?
The boss?
The boss, yeah.
Okay, I knew it was either like boss, commander. It was something something of like coolness.
A prequel TV series for It is coming out this weekend called Welcome to Derry. Explores the origin story of the clown in It. What's that clown's name?
I used to dance with a girl who was like obsessed with this clown.
Really? Who's obsessed with this clown?
I don't know.
People were obsessed with that
she's
guy.
She's always
They thought
loved
he was
it.
Really hot.
Yeah, they were like attracted to him.
I think the actor.
Ew. The actor. Yeah,
no, you would be surprised.
No, it was the clown.
It was the clown?
People into some freaky
well,
stuff,
you know,
man.
We know AB's got a thing for Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, I mean, I can't judge. I don't know. Grimace, too. No, Chuck?
No, it's not Chuck the Clown.
Pennywise.
Oh, duh.
And then what company slogan tells you, you are in good hands?
Allstate?
Yes. Allstate.
Wow.
AB missed that for
Ashley. Put me to shame.
Yeah. But Kevin got it for her, so it didn't matter.
Okay, good.
4-5. Good enough for the win. That's great for the win. Ashley, you got to say, this is Ashley. I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Ashley, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. You probably already did this, and you will most likely do it 5 more times by the end of the week.
I think that people are doing like a load of dishes that often.
All right. Ooh, already did a load of dishes today?
Maybe, yeah, from the weekend.
You did one? That's what
no,
I'm asking.
I
was asking if you did one. All right, Kevin?
Because you've probably already done it, yeah. And I think, unfortunately, most people do not brush twice a day. I'm going to say brush their teeth.
Good guess, Kev, all right?
Okay, I'm going to say make your bed.
All right, good guesses.
Not every day of the week, but
5 more times?
Yeah.
Yeah, good guesses. No one got it correct. You probably already did this today. Probably going to do it 5 more times, but in the week, what is it? 855-444-MEGA. If you want to text in your guesses, see if you can figure it out. 855-444-6342. The answer is coming away next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. You probably already did this today, and most likely will do it 5 more times by the end of the week. What is it, Hannah?
Jennifer texted in and said being late for something.
It's funny.
Titus texted in and said showering. AB and I are not on that schedule for sure. The musician family texted in and said eating breakfast. Carolyn, she was keeping it for real. She said yelling at your kids. Martin said picking your nose while driving. Very specific, Martin.
Yeah.
Very specific. Teacher Suzanne says blowing your nose.
No one got it. Mm. Using a password.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I've done that 3 million
right,
times.
Yeah. Just 5 times?
I think they're saying you have to type it in. Okay. It's like automatic login for like every password you have. Like, yeah, it's like 20 times. I think you've already typed in a password like physically, which I've done once already, and I'm probably going to have to do it just like 5 more times where you have to physically type it in. That's what I'm guessing. Everyone always thinks it's so interesting that we give away pumpkins. Let us explain to you why we're about to give away something super interesting but really special to us next. This might sound silly or crazy to you, but we're giving away a pumpkin. If you want to win a pumpkin, what's going on? And we'll give you an opportunity to win a pumpkin. 855-444-MEGA. If you're like, yeah, pumpkin sounds awesome. 855-444-6342. One of the things we do on the Brett Mega Show is we give away pumpkins. And they're for usually we look for people to win this pumpkin who need a pick-me-up during this holiday season. So if you got someone that you know that you just want to send some love to, you're like, you know what, they've been kind of going through a lot, you can have us deliver the pumpkin to them. If you have had a lot going on this year, as the year kind of comes to an end, you're like, I've been through a lot, guys, and a pumpkin just sounds awesome. 855-444-MEGA. This started on the Brett Mega Show because one of my first holiday traditions with my wife after being long distance for 7 years was this thing we call Fall Day, which is going to be this coming weekend too. We're going to do Fall Day. We go to a pumpkin patch, pick out a pumpkin, we, you know, carve it together. And for so long, my wife and I, when we were long distance, we just kept thinking about these holiday traditions. And sometimes when the holidays roll around, people are just stressed out. They feel like they can't afford it. They feel like they can't be there for each other. And they just start to like get busy and they don't settle down and do what the holidays are supposed to be about, is spend time as a family.
Yeah, I mean, we've done this for a couple years now, and it truly is one of my favorite traditions on the Brett Mega Show. We've delivered pumpkins to people who have had stories from all across the board. We've had people who just lost a spouse. We've had people who've lost a grandparent. We've just had people who work a stressful job that need like a light in their day. We've dropped it off to different nurses and different hospitals. We've gifted it. Like, we've had people call in and say, hey, I know a person who's going through something, and we've surprised them with a pumpkin. It's just, if you think of anybody in your life right now who could use a pick-me-up, this is a perfect opportunity for that.
Yeah, and it's not just one pumpkin. It's kind of actually two. There's a smaller accompanying pumpkin that some kids helped us pick out. when we were picking these pumpkins out of the orchard. And that's what was the coolest thing about it.
This was actually AB's idea, because she was like, Brett, no one's going to want a pumpkin. I'm like, you'll be surprised who wants a pumpkin. And then it just elevated this experience, too, because these kids pick out this pumpkin and it comes with just purity, pure love. They get so excited and they all get to sign it.
You can play a fun game of can you figure out what this kid's name is? Because I think they all just learned how to write their name.
Yes.
That just like goes to show, like, you know, there is light out there. There is a lot of love out there. These kids were so excited to sign these pumpkins and pick out the pumpkins. And like your little pumpkins, they're fun and cute. But the big pumpkins that we have for you guys, like carve, celebrate, whatever, they're nice pumpkins.
Yes.
You know what's crazy is... to show you how serious we take this, because it's a freaking pumpkin, guys. We hand deliver them. We strap it up, sit a shotgun, put the seatbelt on that pumpkin, maybe throw some cool shades on if it's sunny. You know, we don't want the pumpkin to be, you know, blinded by the sun. And we drive out to wherever these people are in need of a pick-me-up, and we give you a hug and give you a pumpkin to show you we can be there for you. And it really goes to show you when you're kind of going through a lot, it's the small things that matter the most.
True.
And right. So if you... or someone you know is in need of a pick-me-up, as you kind of get ready to get into holiday mode and you're kind of dreading it because you've just been through a lot, what's going on? How do we get you the pumpkin? 855-444-6342 if you want a pumpkin from the Brett Maga Show. It's not a mistake. We are actually handing out a pumpkin. Of all the concert tickets we give away, all the cool trips we give away here on the Brett Maga Show, this one might be the most meaningful. It's the first family tradition my wife and I ever had together. And now we have three kids and we're going to be doing Fall Day. It's going to a pumpkin patch and celebrating Fall Day. We drink Fall in a Cup, which is like off the secret menu off Starbucks. We watch Hocus Pocus. We make homemade chili and we carve pumpkins. And it's just this little reminder when you're kind of going through a lot in the holiday season, starts to approach, is the like, it's the little things that matter, sitting down as a family and carving a pumpkin and making those memories. And so we take this so serious here at the Brett Maga Show that we give out, we go and get pumpkins from a pumpkin patch ourselves. We pick up these big old suckers, carry them out and hand deliver them to you, and we keep them. We got Secret Service watching the pumpkins at all times. We paid security guard Tammy extra money to watch the pumpkins.
It's a big deal.
Yes, to make sure they're in good hands. And so if you know someone who's like, you know what? They could use a pick-me-up. They've been through a lot. 855-444-MEGA. We will hand deliver that pumpkin. Amy, who are we going to deliver a pumpkin to?
Oh, my daughter, America.
Okay, what's going on with your daughter that you think feel like, man, my daughter could use a pick-me-up?
Well, she's had a really, just really rough year. She had to move back from Minneapolis to here.
Just one of those years that are really hard.
Yeah, well, she got sober. She finally got on meds again. She's bipolar and... she has PTSD, and she didn't have meds for a while, so she was really able to rough go with things.
It sounds like you're emotional.
I am. I'm so sorry. But
No, never be
totally
emotional. You can hear the love that you have for your daughter, which is so important.
Well, she's very important to me. Mm-hmm. She's just done a 180, and she's... just really trying to get her life together, and then her cute little puppy decided to get out last night, and he ran off.
And
everywhere.
I think it sounds like
she was heartbroken.
You're
totally heartbroken.
You said she had PTSD. Did she serve?
No, it wasn't from that. It was other things that had happened in her life. She's been mugged and. Mm. Other things that I don't want to necessarily bring up. But
it sounds like she experienced some trauma in her life, and it's led her down a tough path. And you now, as like mom, who you see her at his darkness, see her just turning things around, getting sober, moving back, and you just want to be like Mama Bear and make sure she knows that she's loved, and you see those steps
that
she is taking.
And I think what makes it worse is I was watching the dog.
Oh, no.
You're going to be okay. No, no. I'm sure you're going to find the dog. It's going to be okay.
Yes.
And it goes to show you, you never stop being mom and never stop worrying about your kids.
Oh, no.
Right?
Not my kids. My kids are my everything right now.
Okay. Amy, what we're going to do is we're going to hand deliver a pumpkin to your daughter. And we're going to say, your mom sees you. We see you. Keep going on your journey. Keep going, turning things around. It's not too late. And keep giving you strength on this journey, okay?
That would be wonderful.
And
she would love that. Halloween's your favorite holiday, too.
Oh,
so
good. Aww. And we're going to be a search party for the dog. You know, right, we're going to find this dog.
Oh, God. He looks like Bones, you know, the guy, the little dog from the TV series.
Amy, I love you.
His name is Bones.
Okay, Amy. Well, close the gate next time. We're going to find the dog, okay, Amy? All right?
I will. Thank you.
All right, hold on. Just like that. You know, a mom just trying to make sure that, you know, her daughter knows that she is loved and sees her. It could be someone doing big things, like turning their life around. It could be simple little things. But we're going to show love all week long here on the Brett Mega Show and hand out some pumpkins and find dogs.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Post Malone is getting sued big time. Like $10 million big time. And the person suing him is actually pretty close to him. It's his former limo driver. He's getting sued for fraudulent inducement, misappropriation of the name and likeness, breach of contract, unjust enrichment, and more. So why this is all happening is his limo driver was in one of his music videos back in 2020. And apparently Post Malone told the like limo driver, like, hey, like, you'll be really taken care of for being in this music video. And the limo driver took it as like, okay, he's going to pay me for, you know, driving him to the set, being in the music video multiple times, using his name. And then Post Malone never really paid him. So that's why he's getting sued for all those things. And already, like, in the court documents and stuff, people are saying, like, okay, there's not really much we can do with this because that was, like, a verbal agreement.
Yeah.
There's nothing in paper. You didn't sign anything saying that there was going to be, like, X amount of dollars paid. And so now Post is getting sued for $10 million.
Whoa. I mean, that seems excessive.
It sounds like this dude thought he was, like, in a rap duo or something
yeah.
like that.
Hey,
man,
yeah.
We're a partnership. But, yeah, it sounds like a couple of bros who had a disagreement. And the other thing is, Post Malone probably has no idea how the financial stuff works. Right?
Yeah.
He probably has a guy who's supposed to pay out the people who get the catering, get the limo guy. Like, he doesn't take care of any of that stuff. And so he's like, I have nothing to do with this. Like, you probably got what limo drivers are supposed to
get. Post Malone's like, yeah, I took care of you by letting you be in the video.
Right,
that's enough.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
So my house caught on fire. And I was naked. It is the Brett Mega Show. Let me explain what the hell happened. So I actually had texted AB that we were going to do a make your own pizza night.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to watch High School Musical for a little movie night with the kids. And it was like one of those like pizzas where you roll out the dough and everything, man. It was like freshly homemade, made our own dough, put the sauce on, put the cheese on, threw on High School Musical and put the pizza in the oven. And as I went to go do that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to hop in the shower. And I go to hop in the shower. And as I'm in the shower, I hear just screams from my family. And my wife goes, the house is on fire. The house is on fire. She grabs the kids, takes them out. I jump out of the shower, butt naked. And I look inside the pizza, and the pizza, for some reason, had caught, like, grease or whatever.
Oh,
the pizza's just spoked up, huge fire coming out of the oven. And so I spring into action and take this huge bucket of water, throw them on top of in the stove, and then there's just smoke everywhere, Kids are outside, freaked out, and I'm, like, waving, like, a towel, butt naked.
Oh, gosh.
Putting out the fire.
Putting out the fire. Travis Kelce Woods style. And
whatever.
And then I'm waving in the smoke detectors because they're just all going off at this point. Like, and I'm standing there butt naked inside my house trying to get these smoke detectors and fanning them, the flames. Absolute mayhem.
Your kids will never want pizza again.
Right. They were traumatized. My son afterwards, because we just had to air everything out then. We had to, like, all the doors were open. All the windows were open. Dad had to put clothes on. And my son goes to me and goes, are we going to have to move? And I said, and I said, because of what your dad was doing naked or because of the fire? Or, and I'm like, and I was like, literally all seriousness. I do think he was a little bit nervous. Like, oh my God, will the house be okay? And I had to tell him, yes, the house is going to be okay. And he's like, because there's not enough houses for sale in this neighborhood, Dad.
So real.
Oh, that's funny.
He did say that, which I thought was so funny. But yeah, butt naked, putting out fires. I am a superhero in my uniform.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Naked firefighter.
Butt naked firefighter.
You know, and this is, I'm thinking like this, okay, your son Theodore is obsessed with firefighters.
Yeah.
Loves
yeah.
them. Think it's the greatest thing ever. So now dad has totally rewritten how they dress.
I know. Now they're not cool anymore.
I've been waiting for the day that your house catches on fire.
You this just is what,
it's just on brand. Like, of course that would happen.
Unbelievable. And the, and I honestly was thinking to myself, because like in that moment, everything was like chaos, right? I hear people scream, the house on fire. And so I jump out and trying to get the fire out, and I see everyone out of the house, like all three of my kids out of the house, and they're at safety. But you don't also like think, and I thought to myself, do fire alarms trigger firefighters to come?
Yes, they should.
Do they?
They should. Yes.
I didn't know. But I remember thinking to myself, At one point, should I give up and put on clothes? Am I just going to be standing here butt naked and fighting
you
fighters?
You really were risking it all trying to put it out naked. I mean, if it would have gone bad, it would have gone real bad.
I was like, when do I put on clothes? Like, I just kept standing there just trying to get the smoke detectors off with the, you know, the towel and just waving it.
Did they ever show up? Did firefighters? Really?
What's up with that?
I don't think it calls them.
I thought it's supposed to wake them up. Because then I thought to myself afterwards.
I don't think
afterwards.
It does, because how many times? I mean, people set off their alarms all the time.
Well, maybe it depends on your municipality, because we had fire alarms go off years ago just because of, you know, not necessarily a similar thing, but they just kind of went off one night and the fire trucks arrived.
I thought these guys are going to walk in, like, what kind of party's happening here?
Yeah. Weird nudist family over here.
Dad,
nudist pizza convention.
This guy was like, we were making pizzas and I'm just standing here naked. But I literally was thinking to myself, like, what the hell? When do I? And I, yeah, just. But everyone's okay. We aired out the house, but it did. Everyone was like, man, it smells like smoke in here, like, for like ever. And everyone was like freaking out. Wow. And then, yeah, my kids are like traumatized for life.
Yeah.
That was crazy, but I honestly don't know if I'm the craziest person on the Brett Mega Show this past weekend. Kevin was doing something very dangerous with a stranger.
Oh.
Find out what that dangerous thing is. It might have been even crazier than naked fires that Kevin was doing next on the Brett Mega Show. Kevin and I are just wild guys. apparently, I'm putting out fires naked, and Kevin's doing dangerous things. Kevin,
oh boy,
tell everyone the ridiculously stupid, dangerous thing you were doing recently.
Well, I got a text from a number I didn't recognize, and I responded to said text.
Kevin!
Everyone knows about these. We have to. Like, we literally have to take phishing scam, like, training here for our company.
We just did that.
And Kevin gets roped into a random stranger text and responded.
Well, we got a lot of people here that have different phone numbers that I don't have in my phone, so I thought maybe it was somebody from work. So I got a text over the weekend, and I'll just read you verbatim. Here's how it went. The first thing was, where are you? Smiley face.
Oh, did you tell him where you were?
Kidnapper's dream.
Yeah, Kevin sends a location. He just sent my location.
Let me drop a pin.
Yeah, Kevin.
I said,
he doesn't know how to do that.
I'm in my car, all caps, who are you? All right? And then they responded, hi, it's me, Eliza. Sorry, is this Kyle's phone number? And then I responded, nope.
No, it's Kevin Berghoff. My address is.
Well, and then they responded, oh my gosh, I entered the wrong number. Sorry for wasting your time. I hope you can forgive my mistake. And I went, no worries. Tell Kyle I said hi. All right.
Please.
Well, and this is when everything takes a turn.
Oh, it kept going.
Eliza responds, thanks. I think you are really a kind and good person.
Hey.
If you don't mind. May I know who I am talking to? I'm Eliza, 36 years old.
Whoa.
36-year-old female. It? Now it's a dating app.
Location, ASL.
I did not respond.
Did you respond to that?
I didn't respond to that. I was like,
oh,
okay.
That took it too far?
Yeah,
that was where your line was crossed?
Well, first, why do I need to know your age? You know?
I think they wanted to date you.
Well, because I said hello?
Yes.
Said, what?
Times are tough out there.
Yeah, I was going to say, man.
Apparently, I need to start replying to strangers.
You just need to text.
Just my name, age, female.
No, you just need to
single.
Start. Randomly, hey, is this Kyle? No, next guy. Hey,
no,
this-
but I am.
Yeah. Eventually, you'll get a Kyle. Like, yeah, it is. What's up, Kyle?
Mm. This is my. And then I'll get catfished.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great plan. Kevin.
Well, Kevin. That was the most Kevin story I've ever
Gosh.
Heard.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.